This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Eric Bryant. I come from Bedford, and I'm working on the Trade Qualified Electricians Training course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Eric, who is doing his practical training in our ATL center in Worcester. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hi, I'm really well, thank you. I'm having a great week.
Fantastic. Could you tell us a little bit more about your career up to date and what are the things you have been doing so far?
I've had a variety of jobs. Mostly, though, I've been a science teacher since 1978. I've taught physics in a variety of schools, and I've just recently taken early retirement and looking really now for a career change at my stage of life.
That sounds very interesting. Is there anything which triggers you to go into electrics? What inspired you to change your career?
I think being a physics teacher means that I'm very familiar with the science behind how electricity works. Also, as a hobby, I like DIY, which can often involve some of the electrical work. And I decided I think it's about time to do it legally now.
And have you done any DIY work yourself before you came to the practical training here?
I've changed switches and light fittings, very, very minor bits and pieces, but I think it's an interest that I'd like to develop further now.
And are you finding some of the DIY work you have done before when you came here to do your practical training that you haven't been doing it right? And now you're thinking, that's the thing I should have been doing then.
Most definitely, yes. I would say that, you know, at the age that I am, 58, I'm on a very steep learning curve, but I am enjoying it.
That sounds great. How are you finding the practical training?
Practical training is very, very supportive. The guy who is guiding us through is excellent. He knows exactly how to pitch the teaching and how to help us in the practical aspects of things. It's only really been today that we've had hands-on experience of any major kind, but I am enjoying it.
And I'm sure there are people listening out there with little or no experience who are in doubt whether to pursue a career in electrics. What would you say to those people?
I would say that provided you're prepared to study and work and get your head around the basics, and that you're reasonably fit and prepared to be active in your job, it seems to me so far, from my perspective, a great career to pursue.
And how are you managing to combine your normal, your working life, if you like, with your studying at ATL?
Because I took early retirement from teaching, I'm still effectively doing some supply teaching work, which means that I can teach on 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week and leave the rest of the time free to pursue other things like the study for the course that I'm doing. It's a course that's been specifically designed, I understand, for people who are in work, and it's designed with flexibility so that you can study at your own pace.
And what is the big plan after you qualify and finish your course? What would you like to do?
The big plan is for me to be self-employed as an electrician, to probably work in a domestic setting rather than in the building trade as such. And again, I'm hoping that that's going to leave me free time for other things at my great age.
Well, whatever you do, Eric, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and become qualified. Best of luck for you in future. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.